we have to look at, is there racial discrimination, segregation in pregnancy over the life course? I know that it is. We have to acknowledge that. And then that we know that that does increase our birth risk and increases the black-white gap in infant mortality. We have to start to look at the causal pathways that link racism to health disparities. We have to do more research and, again, not be afraid to say, is this institutionalized racism? Is there a way that we can do things differently? And also healthcare providers, other service providers, need to critically examine our own personal attitudes and behaviors and our own institutional practices and policies. Some things that we do, we don't think anything of it. We will have a mom that's maybe come on the bus with children, come to her healthcare provider, and is 15 minutes late. We will have that mom reschedule. But how many of us have had to sit and wait for our healthcare provider to call us in the waiting room? We don't think anything of it, but as soon as it's kind of turned the other way, it's like, oh, you didn't pass our test, or you didn't follow our rules, so now you have to leave, and it's a missed opportunity. So making sure that when we're looking at even our providers, we have providers that pride themselves on the quality care that they give, yet they're not giving care to Medicaid. They're no longer taking patients with Medicaid because the reimbursement is so low. Well, we need to look at that reimbursement, and we need to look at, if we have these quality providers, how can they impact the lives of those who probably need them most? So looking at also environment, the neighborhoods, we hear people say so many times, oh, I don't want to go to that neighborhood, or it's a bad neighborhood. But yet we think it's okay for children to live in that neighborhood. So what are we doing in a systems-wide level, community-wide level, to make sure that housing is good, housing is affordable?